Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Updates on negotiations towards binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. We have seen how transnational corporations use transnational structures and complex schemes to avoid liability and national jurisdictions and evade their legal responsibilities in terms of human rights violations, said activist Anne van Schaik of Friends of the Earth International in Geneva, Switzerland. This was during the third round of consultations held this year by the Ecuadorian chair of the Intergovernmental Working Group that is negotiating a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights in the framework of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Van Schaik, member of Friends of the Earth Europe, participated on behalf of Friends of the Earth International at the third round held on June the 14th at the Palais des Nations in Geneva, headquarters of the UN Human Rights Council. She submitted the position of the Environmental Federation in line with several other social movements and organizations that support the process of said binding treaty about the topics of the consultation. She was interviewed by Real World Radio shortly after.
Real World Radio is receiving Anne van Schaik. She is a representative of Friends of the Earth Europe and also the representative of Friends of the Earth International today in Geneva, where there has been a process of consultation about the United Nations legally binding treaty, or the process for the legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. How are you, Anne? Welcome to the radio again.
Thank you very much, Jose. It's a pleasure. I'm really well. Thank you.
Tell us, please, what was happening today in Geneva particularly?
So today was the third round of informal consultation for the UN Treaty on Business and Human Rights. Ecuador, in its capacity as chair rapporteur, has conducted four informal sessions on different issues, and based on that and other inputs like the elements, they will write a zero draft, which will be the basis of negotiations of fourth ICWG session in October this year.
And these consultations that you said is the third round this year, which are the purposes of this consultation? Why does it happen?
Ecuador has said that there are a couple of issues that are very important within this treaty that should be discussed. So last time there was a discussion of scope, and this time there was a discussion on jurisdiction, legal liability, and preventive measures. Next session, other issues will be discussed. And the idea is that all states and relevant stakeholders will be able to give their opinion on these issues. What do we think should be in the treaty on, for example, jurisdiction or on preventive measures? And so it gives them insight on what the stakeholders think, and based on that, they will write a zero draft.
Okay, so this is all part of the basement for this zero draft, which is starting to be negotiated in October, in which is going to be the fourth round of negotiations of this process, which started in 2014. And do we still have one more consultation before these negotiations in October, or this was the last one?
There will be one more on July 11th, and in fact, there might be even another one, because the EU has requested another consultation, which will be solely on process, and Ecuador has confirmed that they are willing to see if that is possible. So we might see another consultation.
Okay, and today you had the responsibility of participating there as Friends of the Earth International, but also you could make a statement there. Could you please, Anne, tell to Real World Radio and to our public which were the most important points and the aim of this statement for Friends of the Earth International today?
So in the statement I made clear that the question of jurisdiction is well known to us, as we've done a lot of cases against multinationals, such as Shell in the Netherlands, but also in Italy. And we see how TNCs use transnational structures and complex schemes to avoid liability in national jurisdiction, thereby evading their legal responsibility. Therefore, we think that the treaty should require states to provide legal liability in the national jurisdictions for both the TNCs and their executives. So that means that home states of multinationals, that victims would also be able to bring their cases of violations of human rights also in the home state, even though the offense took place in the host country. We also made a point about preventive measures, that we said that it is essential, but that it can never be only voluntary, that we really need to have something binding. And very importantly is that we called for the institution of an international court which should guarantee the implementation of the obligations defined on the treaty. So those were really the basic ideas that I outlined in my speech, and they were supported also by other organizations, such as the Global Campaign, obviously, but there were also other organizations that were participating in the consultation.
Okay, and what about the governments? How do you see that those issues are on the table today? Which governments are possibly backing it and which ones are against it? How do you see these states game play there?
That is really a challenge that we need to address. What I saw today in the room, I was also there at the first consultation and I saw the same thing, is that there is a wide participation from states, both from the North, so the EU was there with its member states, and also many, many countries from the South, from all continents, but very few actually take the floor and participate in answering the question. Basically, it was only Mexico which really answered all the questions that were disseminated before the session, and other states, such as Mozambique or Namibia, made more general remarks in support of the whole UN treaty process.
Okay, and do you already know which are going to be the topics on the table for the next round of consultation in July?
I don't know, because Ecuador hasn't sent out the questions yet, so that is something that remains to be seen.
Okay, and do you think you have anything else to add before we end the interview? Maybe something which was talked in the room today and I didn't ask you about?
Yeah, I think it's really important that all our colleagues, be it in the North or in the South, engage with their governments and demand that these governments engage constructively, which is in line with the Treaty Alliance statement, that they ask their governments to prepare comments on the questions that Ecuador puts out, but also that they prepare on what kind of process they want to see forward. The whole issue of the resolution continues, much to our sadness. And I think this can be avoided if states also actively take forward their own ideas on what kind of process they will see. So I think it would be really great if our groups could do that.
Okay, it was Anne van Schaik. She's the representative of Friends of the Earth Europe, and also in this time as Friends of the Earth International in Geneva, in this process towards the legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights being negotiated in the United Nations. Anne, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jose. It was a pleasure as always.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.